So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto speaking. Hope you're well today. So let's talk about Frankenstein businesses. These are businesses that are a mishmash of different parts. You start your business, you're not really sure what the business should look like, so you just start it, and then you do a bit of marketing, you do a bit of accounting, you deliver some products, and then you go around and do all these different bits, and 3 or 4, 5, 6, 10 years from now, you end up with this business which is just big mishmash of different systems, none of them really work properly together, it's very inefficient. And so what you need to do is you need to get a giant piece of paper, or for me I use a giant whiteboard, and you need to draw out what the business should look like. And when I say draw out what it looks like, I mean the data flow, the customer flow. So a customer comes in into the sales funnel of some kind, so you need some attraction kind of marketing to put them in the funnel. You might give them a download, or you might sell them something small, or it might even be something big, and that starts the customer journey. Just getting the traffic is the start of their customer journey. Converting them into a client of some kind, or a more qualified prospect, that's certainly something that should be happening. And then you've got to convert them to being a customer. So first of all, we want to attract them, then we want to convert them into being a customer. Then you've got to deliver whatever product or services that you're actually doing, and then you've got to follow up with after sales. And for most businesses, they don't think about it in these simple steps. They just go out and, well, I need more customers, or I need to cut my costs, or, well, why do you need to cut your costs? Do you need to cut your costs, or should you be putting your prices up by getting better quality product to begin with, proper raw materials, better quality raw materials? So there's no real thought that's gone into any of this. You just find a supplier and you use the same supplier for the next 10 years, and you don't keep up with updating new suppliers. And you end up with this Frankenstein business, and the business that you had 10 years ago is still the same business that you've got today, and it's not really changed because no thought has gone into planning, into the customer flow, into new suppliers, into the systems and processes and strategies of actually running that business. And I see it time and time and time again, people having these Frankenstein style businesses, and they're working all the hours, 60, 70, 80 hour weeks. And we're like, Dan, I'm doing everything. I don't understand why I'm not moving forward. Whereas we used to have Frankenstein businesses. Now, almost every day, we're looking at what's the data flow? What's the customer flow? How can we improve the conversion? Is there something better that we can do here? Is there a better product? Is there more stuff that we can give them that will help them get the result that they need? Constantly looking at that. And then when we find it, we bring on the person that will enable us to do that. And sometimes they might start part-time, 10 hours a week, 10 hours a month, and then they start to build up as we build up our business. And that's exactly what you should be doing as well. But it all starts with you looking at the customer flow. What's the customer journey looking like? And what does the customer experience it like? Is it an experience that feels like a Frankenstein business where there's no moving parts? I mean, we do some very simple things. So for example, you come on a website. In fact, before you come on the website, you see some of our traffic on social media. You come on the website, you go to our work with me, you fill in a form, it gets redirected to an appointment setting system. You book the appointment and it redirects you to a thank you page. Then we have the appointment. All of that is a very systemized process that's been designed from the ground up, and we're constantly looking at that, constantly looking at how do we get more people to fill in the form and book an appointment to come and speak to us. That should be the process that you should be looking at and improving on a constant and daily basis in your business to make it more efficient. That way, when somebody does land on your website, they're going to book an appointment. We're not doing anything else. The number one thing that we want them to do is book an appointment so we can work out if it's a good match or not. Most websites, when you look at them, hey, this is us, we're good at this, we're good at that. And it's like there's nowhere for the person to go. The customer flow is not obvious. And so these are the things you want to start looking at if you want to start improving your business, start growing your business, and start getting yourself out of a business like I have in mind. Hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.